Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I meet people all the time that are new in the process of earning income from their business, from their passion, from their side hustle. And there's a fine line between enthusiasm and desperation. And I'm going to explain that today. You want to be enthusiastic. You want people to know if you've submitted a proposal to them that you are excited to work with them, that you want to help them, that you can see the power and the potential of the relationship if you guys work together. You want to be that enthusiastic person because no one wants to partner with someone who feels like they're just another client, they're just another task, they're just another job. Who wants to do that? So you gotta be enthusiastic, but there's a big difference between being desperate. Desperate says, I have to work with you. Desperate says, if I don't get you to sign with me, I won't have self-esteem or I won't have income. And when you lean in with that type of vibration, that type of energy, the problem is that people can pick it up and they can feel that desperation and you lose your attractiveness, you lose your appeal, you lose your mystique of people wanting to work with you. And so what I do is I am incredibly enthusiastic, but I literally am unattached to the outcome. So that means that I'm gonna offer my product or my services, but at the end of the day, I am not going to appear desperate. Because the truth is that you have other opportunities and there is a scarcity with you that you lose if you become too desperate. Too desperate says, you know what? My time isn't scarce. My resources aren't scarce. And as a result, you become replaceable. People realize, you know what? I don't have to lean in. I can access them whenever I want. I can just be flippant with my commitment. So I want to challenge you. Get this fine line right. It's super important. If you fail either way, listen, don't beat yourself up, but just adjust it in the future. If you need to step up the enthusiasm, step up the enthusiasm. If you need to tone down that desperation, tone it down. But come in strong and clear and excited, but unattached to the outcome. I talk about a lot of this in Day Job to Dream Job, one of my books about how to turn your side hustle into a full-time gig. Go ahead, pick up your free copy today at dayjobtodreamjob.com. Just cover shipping and handling, and we'll shoot one over to you ASAP. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.